The coalition of stakeholders on ECG concession arrangements, CONSECA, is made up of civil society organizations, think tanks, civic-minded individuals and others interested in ensuring that Ghana gets the best from the compact. Dr. Steve Mantiao stated that after observing the process for some time, they are apprehensive that the entire compact and reforms in the power sector risk being derailed. He explains why CONSECA believes the three bidders, that is BXC, CH Group and Meralco, are not the best bidders for the agreement.
BXC is a Chinese company which has been conducting business with ECG, providing services towards system loss reduction in the Accra West region through their sister company, CB Electric. They control the entire Accra West region with an estimated 300,000 customers of ECG. This is a company whose failure late last year caused massive disruption in the prepayment system when it broke down, leaving customers unable to buy credit for days. We are aware that some of the concessionaires, such as the French electricity conglomerate, EDF, the French transnational company, Veolia, who have been pushed out of Gabon. Gabon's population is actually less than that of Accra, for poor performance, and their local partner, CH Group, who put in a joint bid for the ECG concession, have flatly refused to comply with our president's directive for the concessionaire to have 51% owned by Ghanaian. Another company in the running for ECG is Meralco from the Philippines. We stakeholders have watched Meralco from the beginning and have concerns that Meralco has not shown sufficient commitment to the process. We are also not convinced that they are serious about the 51% Ghanaian participation required. We have searched and not found who their Ghanaian partners are. Information about them is generally scanty.
Dr. Mantiao expressed worry about the Millennium Development Authority's assessment and vetting process, saying it has deviated from the initial rules governing the process.
In all these, we are troubled about MIDA's assessment and vetting process. There have been instances when MIDA has shifted goalposts, amended dates and requirements, and sought to bend the rules on the insistence of some players. Information reaching us from within MIDA and MCC is that a British consultant was hired to advise them on the way forward for the compact. We are also told that this consultant has advised that ECG retain its staff and second them as its employees to the new company that will take over ECG. We worry about the decision-making at the ministry and MIDA because this approach was advised by CONSECA a year ago and rejected, only for them to turn around, hire an expensive foreign consultant to give them the same advice we local experts in the consortium gave them for free.
CONSECA is therefore calling on MIDA to do a reassessment of the bidders in a most stringent and transparent manner to ensure that Ghana gets the best.
Najak Lee, I'll go with that report.